Another country known for sectarian strife is Lebanon. Thankfully, the many religious sects there aren't shooting at each other for the most part, but they are brawling on the basketball court. Political and religious tensions played a role in a recent brawl that suspended the finals of Lebanon's Pro Hoops League. Susanna George has more from Beirut.
On a day when they should be playing one of their final games against Sargeas in this year's championship series, the Riadi basketball team is instead running drills at their facility along the Beirut waterfront.
All of us actually lost it and attacked this fan, and it was chaos after that, everybody attacking everybody.
Jean Abdelnour is Riadi's captain. He was involved in the fight and fined for his behavior. One player has been banned for a single game. Noor explains that after four close games, tensions were running high. But the longtime rivalry between Sargeas and Riadi is about more than sports.
The Lebanese sports sector is very unique compared with other countries.
Daniel Reiger is a professor of comparative politics at the American University Beirut, and one of his focuses is the politics of sports. Reger says in Lebanon, every professional sports team is backed by a political party, and every political party is affiliated with a religious denomination.
The color of the shirts of a team, for example, is the same color like the political party that is supporting the club. You have facilities named after political leaders. You have pictures of political leaders in stadiums.
Above the bleachers on the Riadi team's home court hang larger-than-life portraits of slain Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, a Sunni Muslim. And yes, the Shiite militant group Hezbollah also backs a club. While players on Lebanon's 10 top-flight basketball teams are a mix of Christians and Muslims from all different backgrounds, the fans generally are not.
They are against us because we are Muslim and they are Christian.
Mohammed, a lifelong Riadi fan, says of course the rivalry with Sargeas is about religion. On the other side of town, some Sargeas fans, who refer to the team by its Arabic name, Hikmeh, agree.
Of course. Hikmeh is Christian and Riadi is Muslim. No.
In the background, one man disagrees, saying religion and politics are a problem for all other teams except Sargeas. The conversation devolves into bickering. At games, cheers are laced with religious expletives and partisan politics. Syria has become a hot topic within Lebanese sports. Fans chant for or against Bashar al-Assad.
When you mix politics with sports, it's the worst thing.
Slobodan Subotic is the head coach of Riadi, the team supported by Sunni Muslim politicians. Originally from Slovenia, he's played and coached basketball all over the world.
So many years ago, I passed this situation in ex-Yugoslavia, and I know that this is not good. I tell them so many times, we are the team that want to show in the court that we are better. Come here and we will show you.
The Lebanese Basketball Federation has already banned away fans from games to prevent violence among spectators. Now they're talking about keeping all spectators out because fans have been beating up opposing team members. The finals between Riadi and Sargeas will kick off again this weekend. Politicians are asking fans to keep their behavior sportsmanlike and to stay away from political or sectarian slogans. For The World, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.